Thank you for tuning in to the Cerrito House of Worship. It is our hope and belief that God will speak to you through His Word today. He is able to do far more than you could ask or even imagine.
Okay. Acts chapter 10, we're going to start at verse 1. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word. God, we ask you that you'd lead us and guide us, Father God, as Lord, guide me, lead me, Lord, as I read your word and as I speak this morning, Lord. Father, I'm asking you that you would touch every heart. Lord, that your word would find access into those areas in our lives, Father God, that are maybe they're contrary to you, maybe they're not as open to you as you would have them to be, Father. We ask that your word would penetrate those places, Father. And Lord, you would show us new things. Father, we give you the praise and the glory and the honor. In Jesus' name, if you agree, say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. There was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius, a centurion of the band called the Italian Band. We're having Italian food, so I thought we'd better throw an Italian message in here. Hallelujah. The Italian Band, a devout man, and one that feared God with all his house, which gave much alms to the people and prayed to God always. He saw in a vision, evidently about the ninth hour of the day, an angel of God coming into him and saying to him, Cornelius. And when he looked on him, he was afraid and said, What is it, Lord? And he said unto him, Thy prayers and thine alms are come up for a memorial before God. How many know it's good to give? Is that right? Pray and give. Is that good? It's a good thing, because here you can see the angel is telling Cornelius, hey, your prayers and your giving has come up before God. And that's cool. Hallelujah. Now send men to Joppa and call for one Simon, whose surname is Peter. He lodges with one Simon, a tanner, whose house is by the seaside. He shall tell thee what thou oughtest to do. And when the angel which spoke unto Cornelius was departed, he called two of his household servants and a devout soldier of them that waited on him continually. And when he had declared all these things to them, he sent them to Joppa. On the morrow, as they went on their journey and drew near to the city, Peter went up on the housetop to pray about the sixth hour. And he became very hungry and would have eaten, but while they made ready, he fell into a trance. Hallelujah. And he saw heaven opened and a certain vessel descending unto him, as it had been a great sheet knit at four corners and let down to the earth, wherein were all manner of four-footed beasts of the earth, wild beasts, creeping things, fowls of the air. And there came a voice to him, Rise, Peter, kill and eat. Peter said, Not so, Lord, for I have never eaten anything that is common or unclean. And the voice spoke unto him again the second time, What God has cleansed, that call not thou common. Verse 16 says that this was done three times, thrice, and the vessel was received up again into heaven. Hallelujah. The title of the message this morning is New Things. How do you like new things? How many like new cars? Amen. Anybody like new cars? How many like to, when there's a new restaurant in town, how many like to go hit the new restaurant? Is that right? Nobody? Yeah? Most of us like new things. Is that right? New shoes. Ouch. New stuff. How many guys like new stuff? I like new stuff. How many like to keep your stuff looking new? That's a different story, isn't it? Hallelujah. You got to keep it looking new. Hallelujah. My vehicle, sometimes oh man, got to wash the car. Oh man. Some of the stuff in my wife's kitchen, you guys know that I do a lot of work in the kitchen. Is that right? You guys didn't know that, huh? Yeah, cool, man. I like to wash dishes. Dennis, my mother-in-law, showed me how to wash dishes for my wife. But I like keeping things clean. I like trying to keep things clean. Just this morning, I was using the sprayer on my, your faucet, you got the little thing you can pull out to, I flipped it upside down and it was all white. I go, I gotta clean that. So I'm up in the this morning, clean that. Rosie goes, What are you doing? I'm cleaning this. She goes, What are you worried about it for? Because I like keeping things new. I mean, yeah, keeping things new. How many of you know that anyone that's in Christ becomes a new creature? Do you know that? Hallelujah. So anything that we're going to give you those scriptures in a little bit. Anything that God wants to say to you can probably be a new thing in your life. Is that okay? How many want new things? How many want God to speak new things to you? Hallelujah. I don't want to live off of yesterday's manna and the bread that come out of the oven. You know, that was kind of a picture of in this tabernacle where the priest would bring out fresh bread every day. Do you like that? How many like 20-day-old bread? Not much of us like 20-day-old bread. I would rather have fresh bread every day, wouldn't you? And that's what God is saying. It's a picture of what he's trying to do. He wants to give us new stuff every day. Hallelujah. And I'm going to tell you something. What was happening with Peter, God was opening something new that Peter didn't really realize what was going on. Is that okay? He was getting Peter was getting a new thing. Hallelujah. I think it was in 1990, DC Talk come out with an album called New Thang. New Thang. There's one of their songs that said, God is doing a new thing. You want me to sing it to you? It's a rap song. How many guys like rap songs? He says, God is doing a brand new thing. Hallelujah. God is doing a brand new thing. But he's always the same. I don't know all the words to it, but in a sense, God is always the same, but he's doing a brand new thing. I love that. I like that thought. God is always the same. Is that right? But you know what? Some folks in the churches, because they look at the Word of God and they look at the way they've been taught and everything that they've seen, everything they know, they hold to that and they don't expect God to speak anything new to them. Is that all right? Do you guys hear what I'm saying to you? God says he wants to speak new things to you. And here he was speaking something new to Peter, but he had to break him in. You know what he used, Peter? What he used to speak with Peter was his hunger. Is that right? The Bible says he went up to pray, and then he got hungry. And then when he got hungry, he fell into a trance because he was waiting for them to cook lunch. And while he was in this trance, he sees this vision. And it's all these animals being let down that were probably to him, to a Jewish young man, they were unclean animals. And he said, I have never, ever put in my mouth anything that was unclean. And what God said, what I've cleansed, don't you dare call unclean. God was doing a new thing. Is that right? Aren't you glad he did a new thing with Peter? Do you know what that new thing was about? It was about you and me. How many of you actually are Jewish people in here? Anybody? Mexicano. Yeah. He's a man. God, yeah, and God was doing a new thing, and what he was getting ready to tell me. He's telling, get ready to tell Peter, look, I am moving to the Gentiles. Is that okay? I am moving towards the Gentiles. And that's what God was saying that morning when he saw all these things. Hallelujah. And it's funny because when I look at the Word of God, I see that God was talking about it all the time. He was saying it. It was in his Word. But yet when Peter saw it, he didn't get it. He goes, what are you doing? What are you saying? I've never eaten anything unclean. I want to show you this scripture. Isaiah chapter 43, verses 18 and 19. This is actually our power verse this morning. Sorry about the humming. Hallelujah. It's just that I move around. I walk around. Did we get that? Isaiah 43, 18 and 19. It's coming, folks. Coming soon to a theater near you. Hallelujah. Come on. Oh, there it is. Thank you, Abe. You're a good man. Hallelujah. It says this, remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. This is in Isaiah. This is a prophet. I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth, and shall you not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. This is what God is saying. He says, I'm going to do a new thing. See, God has never, ever tried to hide anything from us. Everything we need is in the Word of God. It really is. Peter didn't get this. He wasn't seeing it. I mean, he didn't care. But I want to take you to Isaiah chapter 42 now and start at verse 1. Hallelujah. This is what it says, behold my servant, whom I uphold. Now remember, God is doing a new thing. Although it's taken all the way to get to Peter, where he's saying, I'm getting ready to open this thing up. because now the Jewish people had rejected their king, had crucified him, but he had done it for the whole world. Now God is saying, I'm getting ready to do this new thing. But this is what Isaiah said. Behold my servant whom I uphold, my elect, in whom my soul delights. I have put my spirit upon him. He shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. He shall not cry, nor lift up, nor cause his voice to be heard in the street. A bruised reed shall he not break, and the smoking flax shall he not quench. He shall bring forth judgment unto truth. I like that word. He's going to bring judgment unto truth. Do you know there's a difference between judgment and truth? Truth is probably the most powerful thing we can receive. Do you know that? And this is what Isaiah says. This servant of mine is going to bring forth judgment into truth. Oh, I love it, man. I hope you're getting what I'm saying. It's an important thing. Because as we see things, as we see what God is doing, when he does it, and he does it in a way that we can understand what it is, it's the truth that comes into us. How many of you know the truth that Jesus died on a cross for you is deeply rooted in your heart? Is that right? Most of it should be. That is a truth that's planted within you, man. He said, he shall not fear nor fail nor be discouraged till he have set judgment in the earth, and isles shall wait for his law. Thus saith the Lord God, he that created the heavens and stretched them out, he that spread forth the earth, that which comes out of it, he that gives bread to the people upon it, and spirit to them that walk therein. Verse 6 says, I, the Lord, have called thee in righteousness. I will hold your hand. I will keep thee and give thee for a covenant of the people. Who's he talking about? His name is Jesus. I will give thee for a covenant of the people, for a light of the who? Of the Mies, of the Gentile, of us. He will give them to for us, for a light to the Gentile, to open the blind eyes, to bring out prisoners from the prison, and them that sit in darkness out of the prison house. I am the Lord, that is my name, and my glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images. And then he says this, behold, the former things are come to pass. New things do I declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. Isn't that cool? Everything God wants to do in our lives, God wants to tell you about it. And I will tell you, everything that he wants to do in your life, it's in the Word of God. It is already there. What he wants to do is already within you. The Word of God says, by two or three witnesses shall anything be established. So it's already within you. When it begins to spring forth, you look in the Word of God and you see it happening, and then you see, oh man, and that all of a sudden becomes a witness to you, and truth begins to happen, hit your heart. It's really a cool thing. Peter was in this place. God had already said it, but Peter, on the roof that day, wasn't quite getting it. He didn't quite understand what God was saying. Verse 17, back in Acts again. Verse 17, it says, now while Peter doubted in himself that what this vision which he had seen should mean, behold, the men which were sent from Cornelius had made inquiry in Simon's house and stood before the gate and called and asked whether Simon, which was surnamed Peter, were lodged there. And while Peter thought on the vision, the Spirit said to him, behold, three men seek thee. Arise therefore and get thee down and go with them, doubting nothing, for I have sent them. Isn't that nice? Not only he sees this vision, doesn't get what the vision means yet, and now all of a sudden the Holy Spirit is telling him, hey, look, there's three men looking for you. Go with them. Don't even ask questions. Just go with them. That's cool. Hallelujah. How many like being led by the Lord? Anybody here want to be led by the Lord? I'm going to tell you something. If there's anybody that wants, if there's anything that you should desire in your life, it should be to be led by the Lord, because God will take you to the great things that he has for you. Is that right? Hallelujah. He doesn't mess with your life. He's not trying to mess you up. He's not trying to rob anything from you. He is trying to get you to a place where you're going to say, oh, this was everything I ever wanted. Hallelujah. And here he is with Peter again. Then Peter went down to the men which were sent unto him from Cornelius and said, behold, I am he whom you seek. What is the cause whereof you are come? And they answered and said, Cornelius, a centurion, a just man, and one that fears God, and of good report among all the nations of the Jews, was warned by God by a holy angel to send for you into his house, and to hear words of you. See what he says there? I like what this guy says. He says, man, this angel told us to send for you, Peter. Nobody else, it's just you. And to hear the words of God from you. Hallelujah. Do you get that? How many of you know that you are messengers of the gospel of Jesus Christ? Do you know that?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Then he called the men and lodged them. And on the morning, Peter went away with them, and certain brethren from Joppa accompanied them. You see, God is trying to get his word into your vessel so that wherever you go, whenever you, whatever you're doing, you are able to speak things into the lives of those around you. Is that cool? I think that's very cool. God is trying to do new things with you. Hallelujah. And it's his word. I can tell you, it's his word that is worth everything to you. It should be. I want you to go to Proverbs chapter 22, I believe. Mm. Henry, quit walking in front of that thing. Hallelujah. Proverbs chapter 22, starting at verse 17. I love this scripture. I love this section. I was praying one day up at the mine, and and as what from my what I was asking for, I said, Lord, send me over there. And it was kind of different because the Lord actually said something. You just calm down. I'll send them to you. Is that okay? Is that different? It is. If you just calm down, God will send them to you. Why? Because you are a vessel of the living God. You are a temple of the Holy Ghost, and you have what they need. So guess what? God will send them to you. It's also, you can go to them. Absolutely. I want to go. I'm going. All right. Praise God. But there's going to be times when God will send people to you. Is that cool? Hallelujah. Leah, people will send them to you. All these folks will come. Like, man, this girl, who I don't know. She's American. Oh, boy, another American over here. Okay, but no, but they're going to say, hey, man, you got to listen to her. God will send them to you because of what's within you. And here's the word of God. It says, bow down your ear and hear the words of the wise. Apply your heart to my what? Knowledge. Getting to know him. It's a pleasant thing if you keep them within you. What's that? The words of God. Is that right? Bow down your ear and hear the words of the wise. It's a pleasant thing you'll keep them within you. And then he says something right here. He says, they shall withal be fitted into your mouth. Can I tell you something? A lot of times you don't know what to say, but if you yield to the Holy Spirit, all of a sudden these words start coming out of your flow. All of a sudden, because God fits his word into your mouth and they begin to flow out. And it's a cool thing. It really is. It is the working of God in your life. It's how he does things. It's how he works. It's cool. Mm. He says, it's a pleasant thing if you keep them within you. They shall withal be fitted in your lips. That your trust may be in the Lord, I have made known to you this day, even to thee. And then verse 21 says this, that I might make you to know the certainty of the words of truth. Everybody say truth.
Truth.
Truth. There's a difference. There's really a difference in things of what you're saying, whether, you know, and the things that God brings up out of you, they're truth, man. And that's cool. And he says, that I might make you to know the certainty of the words of truth. And then he says, is that you might answer the words of truth to them that send to you. You know that when you're a faithful witness for God, God's going to send people to you so that you can give them a word about who they are and what God's trying to do for them. Words to help them, words to love, words to encourage, words to build up. How many of you know we're not here to tear people down? How many of you know that? Do you know that? I mean, we're not here to talk about folks. We're not here to, because you know, folks, we can literally be talking, if we're talking about somebody that is another Christian, and maybe they're not doing something, so what? Is that right? If we talk about them, well, did you know that such and such is doing this wrong and they're doing all that wrong? If you're talking about, do you know that you're actually coming against the work of God? Do you realize that? Hallelujah. Stop talking about them and start encouraging them. Amen. Start building them up. Start strengthening them. Start saying, hey, man, God's for you, man. He's not against you. He loves you, man. It's a cool deal. Really is a cool deal. Mm. Hallelujah. Let's go back to Acts. Verse 23 says, and he called them in and lodged them, And on the morrow, the next day, Peter went away with them, and certain brethren from Joppa accompanied him. And in the morning after, they entered in Caesarea, and Cornelius waited for them and had called together his kinsmen and dear friends. Isn't that cool? I like Cornelius already. He's of the Italian bunch. I like he got all of his facts. You guys need to come and hear this guy. I don't know what he's going to say. I've got no idea. But I trust it's great because God told me to go get him. And I sent my guys in. Hopefully they're on their way. Hallelujah. And as Peter was coming in, Cornelius met him and fell down at his feet and worshiped him. But Peter took him up, saying, "Stand up. I myself also are a man." How many know that? Isn't that good? I love that Peter do that. That's a good thing for us. You know, we're never to get any bigger than what we is that right? Come on, man. We're not here to lift ourselves up. We are not. We gotta stay humble. We gotta stay humble. We gotta watch ourselves. Test yourself. Make sure you're in the faith. Stay humble. Stand up. I also am just a man. I'm just a man. Hallelujah. But you plus God, oh man, now that you're a little bit more, you're a spiritual man, a spiritual woman, a man of God or a woman of God, something different. Amen. Hallelujah. But Peter took him up, saying, "Stand up, I myself am also a man." And as he talked with him, he went in and found that many were come together. And he said to them, "You know how that is an unlawful thing for a man that is a Jew to keep company or to come into to one of another nation." I like that. You know that I'm not supposed to be in this house. Do you know that? That's what Peter is basically saying. I'm not supposed to be here. But God's doing a new thing. Is that right? God's doing something new here. I don't know what it is yet, but I think Peter is starting to get a clue about what God is trying to do. He says this, but God has showed me that I should not call any man common or unclean. Isn't that cool? Therefore came I unto you without gainsaying. As soon as I was sent for, I asked therefore, "For what intent have you sent for me?" Peter's asking, "What do you want? What do you guys want?" And Cornelius said, "4 days ago I was fasting until this hour, and the ninth hour I prayed in my house, and behold, a man stood before me in bright clothing, and said, 'Cornelius, thy prayer is heard. Thine alms are had in remembrance in the sight of God. Send therefore to Joppa and call hither Simon, whose surname is Peter. He is lodged in the house of one Simon the tanner by the seaside, who when he cometh, he shall speak to you.'" Isn't that cool how God knows the future? Isn't that good? Folks, how many of you know that's a good thing? Isn't it good that God knows your future? Can you rest in, can you trust God? Can you just rest in God? I'm going to tell you why, because he knows everything about you. He knows what's coming towards you, what's not coming towards you, what you're scared of, and it's not even going to happen. He knows everything about you. That's cool. I love it. Can I tell you, you are in the best place you could ever be is when you're in God's presence, when you believe and trust in God. Hallelujah. "Send therefore to Joppa and call hither Simon, whose surname is Peter. He is lodged in the house of one Simon the tanner by the seaside, who, when he cometh to you, he shall speak unto thee. Immediately, therefore, I sent to thee, and thou hast well done that thou hast come. Now, therefore, we are all here present before God to hear all the things that are commanded thee of God." Then Peter opened his mouth and said, "Of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons, but in every nation." Here Peter is starting to get. Here Peter had gotten it, had started to get. Now I really believe that Peter is getting what God is doing. He says, "In every nation, he that fears him and works righteousness is accepted by God." Is that right? Is any man not included in what God has done for the world? The word of God says that for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. Is that right? Love the world. Is that right? All those Moroccans, even people in Iran and Iraq and all those other places, God has given his son for those people. Is that right? Yeah. That's correct. Now, there is none that is excluded, but anyone that will believe in the Lord Jesus Christ can be saved. Isn't that cool? Hallelujah. The word which God sent unto the nation, unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all. Peter is now beginning to preach the gospel to these folks, letting them know about Jesus. That word, I say you, which was published throughout all Judea and began from Galilee after the baptism which John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. And we are witnesses of all these things which he did, both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, whom they slew and hanged on a tree. Him God raised up the third day and showed him openly, not to all the people, but unto witnesses chosen before our God, even to us who did eat and drink with him after he rose from the dead. And he commanded us to preach unto the people and to testify that it is he which was ordained of God to be the judge of the quick and the dead. Hallelujah. That's the gospel. Isn't that good? Jesus Christ died for you. And God has said, this is the man that will judge us. He's the one that is going to watch over us. He's going to take care of us. Hallelujah. Verse 43 says, to him gave all the prophets witness that through his name whosoever believes in him shall receive remission of sins. Anybody that believes in Christ, you believe that Jesus died for your sins?
Amen.
They're gone. They're washed away. They're not there no more. Amen. Verse 44 says this, while Peter yet spoke these words, the Holy Ghost fell on them which heard the word, and they of the circumcision which believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. I love it. I love this. What Peter didn't realize was happening, what God was doing, God was showing him a new thing. Hallelujah. A new thing. This is what I'm doing, Peter. Get on board. Hallelujah. And he did. God poured out. While he was talking, he poured out the gift of the Holy. He poured out the Spirit upon them, and they heard, and they began speaking in tongues. And then the guys that were circumcised, were the Jews that were with Peter, man, they couldn't believe it, but they saw it. They understood it, and they knew this is different. This is new. This is cool. Verse 46 says, for they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. Then answered Peter, can any man forbid water that these should not be baptized, which have received the Holy Ghost as well as we? And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord, and prayed they him to tarry certain days. Isn't that cool? God is doing a new thing. And I want you to know that God is doing something new for you too. Is that right? Do you know that God is doing new things for you? I just want you to look at a couple of scriptures, and then we're going to move on. 1 Corinthians chapter 2:9. I want you to look at this scripture. It says, as it is written, eye has not seen, ear heard, neither had entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. Every one of you, God has prepared things for you. They're within you. They're already there. And it takes the word of God to show them to you. The very next verse after this is, but he reveals them to us by his Spirit, the Word of God. He wants to show you the things that he has for you. It's crazy. It's cool. It's good. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says this, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is what? What kind of a creature? A new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become what? Can I tell you something? There's all sorts of new things walking around out there that right now they're old creatures, but God is wanting to make them new. Do you know that? Do you know that? They're called people that are lost. They're called people that don't know Jesus. Hallelujah. And God is wanting to do a new thing in their life. But you know who he's called to do it? He's called us. We are the witnesses of the kingdom. That's why we're here. Hallelujah. I'm not here to wax my truck every Sunday. Come on. Hallelujah. Even though I like my truck. Yeah. I'm not here just to eat tacos. Come on. Hallelujah. Yeah, come on. I am a witness of the gospel. I am a witness for Jesus Christ in this earth. Hallelujah. And there are new things walking around that right now they're dead things. And they need newness of life. Hallelujah. And folks, I'm going to tell you something. For us to ignore the fact that we are called to preach the gospel is dangerous to us. Is that right? Do you know that? Hallelujah. I don't know if I should say dangerous. How about if I just say unprofitable for us? Unprofitable. Heard a story about a guy got into heaven. He goes, man, what's all these boxes that are in my room? Those are all the gifts that God was trying to get you, but you wouldn't do it. Come on, man. Hallelujah. God, help us. Amen. Lord, help me to see the need. Lord, help me to understand. Lord, help me to give a word when in due season. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Folks, we're called to do this. This is the last verse right here. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16. Check out this verse. It says, for which cause we faint not. We are called to preach the gospel. Then we got a cause. How many know that? Why are you here? Because of what? Because I'm just here because. As if we have a cause that we faint not. But though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is, what's that word? Renewed. How long? Not week by week, right? Not every other year. Is that right? Not every month. The word of God says here that we are renewed day by day. Every day is a new day. Is that right? Come on, hallelujah. I want to tell you about this word new. This word renewed, it says, the word is ana-ahi-nu'u. Ana-ahi-nu'u. Everybody say that real quick. Ana-ahi-nu'u. Ana-ahi-nu'u. I want you to be ani-ahi-nu'u. Isn't that cool? Sounds good, huh? Howard, I want you to be aninai. Did I say? I can't even get it right. Hallelujah. I am telling you, we are to be renewed day by day by day. Do you know that God has new things for you every day? Are you expecting new things? If you're not expecting them, why you receive them? Is that right? But if you're expecting new things, guess what God can do? He can give them to you every day. That word ana ahinuhu, the word ana means up. That's it. Ana means up. The kainos, that's the ahinu. The nuu part of it is kind of a renewed, the regeneration part. But the kainos, it means to be made new, especially be made fresh. Fresh. Hallelujah. Fresh, just like I said before, that bread that came out of the ovens in the Old Testament, and they would lay it out on the show. It was on the table of showbread. They put it out. It come out every day. Every day it was new bread. It was different bread. I bet it smelled good. How many like? I like being around Diana's house when she's making bread. You guys know that? It smells good. Is that right? Hallelujah. You know what? When bread's not new, when it's not being made every day, it's not going to smell like much. Is that right? It puts off an odor. Hallelujah. And I will tell you something, that because you're receiving something new, you've got a freshness about you that will give off an odor, and God will send people to you so that you can speak the things that God has spoken, that He's spoken to you. Is that cool? Hallelujah. Can I tell you that God is doing a new thing? It's a different world today. We need to be going after what God has to say to us personally. It's not just the old. I remember talking to a young man at my old church, and one of the things he just kept saying was, I'm just an old sinner. I'm just an old sinner. No, you are not. You are being renewed day by day. How can you call yourself an old sinner? Folks, I'm going to tell you. Are you ready for the new things that God has for you? He's got so much for you. If you just go to Him every day, take the Word of God and say, God, give it to me. Show me. What are you doing? What are you doing? Let's speak to my heart, Lord. I know that you've got new things for me. And when you're expecting things, just like Cornelius and his household, what time are they going to get here, Cornelius? I don't know, but they're coming. Well, when? Noon? What time do you want me to be there? Just be here. Get over here. get over here because they're coming. It's coming. Can I tell you, when you're expecting things from God, you know this, it's coming to you. It's going to come because you're expecting, because you're waiting on God. You're asking Him to give you something. And you know what? He's going to do that. He loves you. And He's got so much for you. Hallelujah. Isn't that cool? Stand up. Hallelujah. What's it? I'm going to pray real quick. And then, sorry, this it seemed like it was probably a rushed sermon. But I'm going to tell you something. God wants to do new things in every one of our lives. I'm going to pray for you real quick. And then we're going to have a couple of videos. John and I are going to get changed. And then we're going to baptize. How many are excited about getting people baptized? Man, I love it. I love it, man. Pull this thing out. When I pulled it out, we had one person. And then that person is still in the hospital today, isn't that right? Pray for Dixie. She needs to come out of the hospital so we can baptize her. But when I said, well, we got one person, I go, one person. Cool. I'll set this thing up for one person. Isn't that right, John?
Yeah.
Let's set it up, man. Hallelujah. And then we got no persons. And then we said, oh, okay, time to put out a call, man. Hallelujah. Now we got some folks. And I will say to you, something hits your heart today. You say, man, you know what? Maybe I will get baptized today. Maybe you haven't been baptized, or maybe you've been in a position where you've done some things that, you know, maybe they're wrong and you know it, and you say, man, you know what? I think I need to get wet today. I think I need to go lay down my life one more time and come back up out of that water. Is that okay? That's cool. That's all it means. All it is, it's signifying the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. He was alive. He went underwater. He died. Was buried, and then they brought him back up into new life. And that's the same thing he does for us. Is that right? Is that cool? All right, so let me pray for you real quick. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you, Lord. Father, thank you for your people. God, I pray that, God, you would place an expectation for them to hear you every day. God, you have told us in your word that you renew us day by day, by day, by day, day by day, by day. New things every day. So Lord, put in us an expectation to receive from you new things every day. Every day, Lord. As we wake up, Lord, let it come from our mouths. This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, what is it that you would speak to me today? Father, I am waiting to feast this day on new bread, fresh bread, fresh out of the ovens of heaven, fresh bread, Lord. Oh God, we desire fresh bread. Thank you for it. We praise you for it. We're expecting it, Lord. For the harvest is ready, but the workers are few, Lord. Help us. Cause us to be ready and willing to do what you would have us to do. Give it to us, Father, in the form of fresh bread every morning. Thank you for it, Lord. We praise you for it. In Jesus' name, if you agree, say amen. Amen. God bless you. You can sit right back down. Don't leave.